Boker Tov, everyone. We are on page 80. We're in Simon Lamed Aleph in Tfilin B'Shabbos V'Yontov. Okay, so Tfilin has, we already learned earlier on that really Lila's man Tfilin Hill. Okay, and it's really the time that you can't put on Tfilin, just we don't do it for technical reasons, and that we discussed in the previous Simon. Over here we see B'Shabbos V'Yontov Osir Laniach Tfilin. Shabbos V'Yontov, it is absolutely Osir to wear Tfilin. V'Neishim Atzmam Os, because they themselves are Os, we discussed this earlier on. V'minichem behem os acher, since Shabbos and Yontov are themselves an oath, like we see, os hili only at, okay? No, so too, therefore, since Tfilin itself is an oath, therefore it would be a bizayin. Os achai a zilzul oshalam, it would be a zilzul if you wear Tfilin, which is itself an oath, on the day that itself is an oath. Therefore, we do not wear Tfilin on Shabbos and Yontov, therefore, Shabbos and Yontov is how we do not have Tfilin, and therefore we learn over here that's the reason why Tfilin becoming mitzvah asei shazman groma. If Tfilin were chayav to be on Shabbos and Yontov also, Tfilin would not be a mitzvah asei shazman groma, but since they are not chayav on Shabbos and Yontov, therefore they're mitzvah asei shazman groma, therefore women are potter from the mitzvah of Tfilin. We'll discuss that later on about who the pturim from Tfilin. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, number one, Sikon Av, Yontov, Yontov Sheni, Nami, Bechlau, Lididon, Bnei Chosar, so Yontov Sheni is also, say, you do not wear Tfilin, okay? And it says over here, so that's that thing. We discussed earlier on why it is, if this is true, we don't wear Tfilin on Shabbos Yontov because of the two OCLs, why we just go wear Tfilin at a Bris Milah, and then we discussed earlier on the reason why Marina Rabbeinu Rabbein Tzalhal, because over here, the Tfilin and the Shabbos and Yontov really represent the same oath. Therefore, if you have the oath already about Yitzias, Yitzrayim, Mechulei, Mechulei, already by Shabbos and Yontov, you don't need the second oath. Therefore, if you put on the second oath, it's like a zilzal in Shabbos and Yontov. Masha'en came by Bris Milah. It's an oath of totally something totally separate. It's the oath of the covenant between Avram and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, two separate oaths. Therefore, we do wear tefillin at a Bris Milah. We are encouraged to wear tefillin at a Bris Milah as opposed to wearing it on Shabbos and Yontov. This matter, the fact that we see over here, is also to wear Tfilin on Shabbos Yontov, it brings on the question, what is the status of Tfilin on Shabbos? Do they become muksa? They are not allowed to metalsis on like Shai Mikson. And in Hilchos, muksa and Simon Shin Ches, I believe it's Steve Bays over there, that is what the Ramah Paskins, he says, Tfilin, you should not take them out of Litzarko. The question over is, what does the Ramah mean over there? What is the El Litzarko? So if you know a little bit about Hilchos, muksa, so we know Sarko sounds a little bit tough, gufo, umakoma, which are turned into Kalisha Malasto Lister. We'll soon see that that is the opinion. Some of that is clearly not the opinion of the Ramah. He says, Litzarko over there means any tzarek that you have. I mean, you can't just tell to Sam. It's Litzarko means it's a Kalisha Malasto Lahetar. It's a Kalisha Malasto Lahetar, because at the end of the day, you could use tefillin for, let's say, you want to learn Hilchos tefillin, you can take out your tefillin and use the tefillin. It does not necessarily become real mukzah, so therefore, according to the Ramah, it's not real mukzah, kli shel la'asla hetar. It's like any other kli that you use for, sorry, you're allowed to take it. Any tzarach you have for it, you'll be allowed to take it. However, the Magen Avraham and other achronim disagree with the Ramah over there. That's the discussion over here in Sif Katan Bey. Sif Katan Bey says, Asalan, you have a feel of a tilter. You're not allowed to put on your even the metalsal, yesh ovrim, down came the usher, this usher, the metalsal, your tefillin, im lo litzah kufa mekoman, kashar kli shel la'asla hetar. Learn from over here, the Pesach and the Mechaber is that it's usher to wear them, therefore they hold, it becomes a Kli Shemalach Tolester. Anything else that's usher to use in Shabbos generally becomes a Kli Shemalach Tolester. Therefore, the Magen Avraham, many other Achronim hold, because a Kli Shemalach Tolester, you would not be able to take them, El Litzarch Kufo, O Mikamo. That's their opinion. However, then he brings down Yeshomer, Kadesh Lo Yiplu, O Shlo Yignimum, Nami Motu Atatlum, Mimakum, Lemakum. There are those who say to take them and order that. Nothing bad happens to the tefillin, it's for sure going to be fine. That is the relying on the sheet of the Ramah over there that holds that any tilta is going to be the status over there for sure. If it's going to be a time that's going to be munach, bizar, chas v'shalom, the tefillin fall on the floor, or even if it's placed, say, upside down or things like this, then it'd be a bizayin for the tefillin. Therefore, we rely on the sheet of the Ramako that holds that it's not a kli melach tolester. And that's what he says in the sack over the Mishnah Berurah says, umimakum adechach yesh lahakil, v'ayim ibir alocha. And the Ber alocha says also, he brings down the sheet over here, in the Ramah Salamiya. Zayim Mishnah Beruvini Mekorah Dinayin Lekamen Vistim and Shin Chasari Siv Dawid Vitaz Magen Avram Sham Vine Vidach Chaim Yochot Mokses Sassam Lahachmir Jain Vitazlin Ki Vitzar Kuba Mekom Vitzar Chaim Pasim like the Magen Avram Vitaz that it becomes Mamish Mokso like a Klish Lach Listen Om Nam Mechai Odom Masher the Kadesh Lo Yiplo who is in the Sesh Lo Yignavu Nami Mutter Vitazlin or they don't get stolen or something bad happened and it's not mezalzel as tefillin, you're allowed to go to mezalzel and chimash and prima gadol and shid chazi kon gimel the mitzvah shav ayin sham. That's what the zak over here is. It says al kain three lines down. V'vada yesh lahakel b'shas zechak. For sure you can make all b'shas zechak over here. Let's talk about tefillin. Fine. So that is the way we generally are masked, we treat it as a klishat lizard. We only move it to a goof from a coma. If it's in a place that you need, you also want to move it according to everyone, because then you need the place. Okay, if you need it for hilchos tefillin, you want to learn hilchos tefillin for shiur b'tekun, you need the goof of the tefillin. The napkin over here, if it's you don't really need the tefillin, but it's munaf for bezayin, it's a place that something's going to happen to it, we rely on the opinions, the makel opinions over here, and you can go ahead and move it. Not only that, adds Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal over here, Dimasla the Chak, he says, Anelas Letzeit Lederach B'Shabbos Be'onis. The Yishuv B'Kuach Nefesh. Someone who has to leave on the Derech for B'Kuach Nefesh reasons. Okay? Either he's got to escape town, or even just town, he has to go to the city, to the hospital, for B'Kuach Nefesh reasons, therefore he's going at him. If he's not going to be able to get his tefillin for Sunday morning, he's not going to be able to sell his tefillin Sunday morning, or even after that, says the Nevis, you're even allowed to take the tefillin over here and rely on the pings that's not really really muksa, and you'll be allowed to take it, or that you could have it for your mochol. This is even a chiddush on top of a chiddush, because over here, it's not even litzorko, because you know that litzorko is generally used for Shabbos. Over here, you're using it for your mechol. It's an extra chiddush over here, but that's the opinion of Nevinsal, that you could even take it, or go ahead and take it for yom chol. Okay, so that's the din over here, and Helkos Muksa, the whole shayla, we're not going to get into of why is it not a klishul lister. At the end of the day, if it's us to put him on, why does that become a klishul lister? Okay, that will leave for now. There are many different answers to this question. Also, Moreinu Rabbeinu Neventhal, another very important halacha lemaisa in terms of Helkos Muksa, and that is, this is very, very common, it happens to be, so many people have two talis. You have your weekday talis and you have your Shabbos talis. So therefore, that is going to be the case. Some of your Shabbos talis is away from the tefillin. But let's say you travel and you only have one talis and you forgot on Erev Shabbos to take the tefillin out of the bag. Okay? Or you purposely put it there, you just say, and the tefillin's not on top of the talis. So you could be that you say the talis becomes a basis of Dover Usser. You're not be allowed to take your talis according to the opinions of the holders of Kli Shemalasso. Leisr! Okay? Perhaps you would have to, the circle, you probably would have to take a kid. Anyways, for Nevitz Holt, see, it does not create a bus. Tefillin do not create a bus. It's like this strange halacha in Hilchos Muksa that tefillin gets some halachas that are masked for, some are not so masked on. It will not create things to become a bus l'davar ha'aser. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. For not only the word tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov is awesome. Okay, misad, it's mezalzel and Yosef. It says over here, Sikon, hey, I have zilzel, we got over Mishum Lav, do al Tosef. He has mechavada, that he's putting on the shame mitzvah on Shabbos and Yosef. Not only is it mezalzel and Shabbos and Yosef, but he's also over the Isser of Baal Tosef. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah does talk about over here, and the Berlacha points out that only if he has kavana l'shem mitzvah, if he does not have kavana l'shem mitzvah, he's putting out whatever reason he is, then he would not be over the Isser of Baal Tosef. That's Shabbos and Yom. The Cholamoed says the Mechaber Gankin also on Yafilim Yatama Zebi Atmo. She may Cholamoed Gamim Oth. Says the Mechaber, who are they? Chol is just like Shabbos and Yom Tov is an oath. Also, too, Cholamoed is also considered an oath. And therefore, says the Mechaber, we do not wear Tfilim on Cholamoed. This is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. This match is going to be a machlokas in the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Rashba holds a manichan tefillin the cholamoid. That's the psak of the Mechaber like the Rashba. The Rush holds you do put on tefillin on cholamoid. And it's a whole machlokas whether cholamoid is nikra os or not. We know cholamoid is quasi dough. It's got some dinim of yontif and some dinim of chol. That's why they call it cholamoid. The question is it a level of an oath or not? According to the Rashba, it is an oath. It is an oath. No tefillin on yontif. According to the Rush, it is not an oath. Therefore, you do put tefillin on Yontif. The Beit Yosef brings out of that. He brings this, might have pushed the Beit Yosef, the Masim, like the Rashba. He brings the Zohar. The Zohar says that someone who puts tefillin on Chol HaMoed is Chayim Misa. Okay, it's Chayim Misa. Someone who puts tefillin on Chol HaMoed is Chayim Misa. That's a very stark lesson over there in the Zohar. Then this might go back to what we discussed about earlier on in Hilchos Tefillin. What happens over here? You have a machlokas between Kabbalah and Rishonim over here, okay? Yeah, let's say you have machlokas in the Rishonim also, but the Rush, let's say you're going to pass like the Rush, you do put on tefillin, so you have machlokas between the way you would have passed versus the Pashas of the Zohar. So we said before, there over here, Sfarim will tend to lean towards the Zohar over the Rishonim, especially over here we have the Rashba. On the side of the Zohar over here, the Mechara Paskins L'Chumra. The Ramona over here, Paskins, that you do work for them. The Yeshom Yishol Chomoy, Chayiv Vitzvillin, that's the sheet of the Rosh, V'cheinogim, V'chol Gwilos, Eilul, Anicham, Emoid, Ulevarichalem, that's the meaning, all Gwilos of Ashkenaz, to put on Tzillin and to make a bracha on those Tzillin. However, make some type of pshara that we don't say the bracha out loud when you make a bracha, and you go ahead and say it quietly. And we all know that that minhag of putting on tefillin has developed into really three minhagim of Bnei Ashkenaz. There are those who do like the Ramah, put tefillin on with the bracha. There are those who are Bnei Ashkenaz, they put on tefillin without a bracha. What do Chabad do? And then those are annoying, not to wear tefillin at all on Chol HaMoed, like the Pesach and the Mechaber. It's not only the Pesach and the Mechaber, but also the Grah held like that. Also the Grah held that you do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that's why the minhag over here in Eretz itself from the Talmidim of the Grah is, even by Ashkenazim, they do not wear tefillin. Therefore, someone who generally makes Aliyah, he's here to stay, then he would not wear, he would take on the minhag like Eretz Yisrael and not wear tefillin anymore. Okay, however, if someone's just visiting, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, I've been chutzar, tzbala bikur, he goes ahead and puts it on in his house. If he has a minute to put it on with the bracha, he even puts on with the bracha in the private zone of home. You don't put it on in public here in Eretz Yisrael, going to the machlokas. Not discarded like we saw earlier, we'll see a little bit later on. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sitzat Mechaz, he mentions that other minhag over here, b'shem the top. The reason why you say the bracha quality is quietly, because some put them on, some don't put on. Oh, aim the bracha. Yes, the vav bechashay kidei shalom yovid elin machlokas in order not to create machlokas. This is making a bracha. This is not making a bracha. V'chein lo yerech member shus harabim lebeisik adasas. Also, the minhag is not to walk the shul with your tzillin. The achronim iskim v'dasa taz yotzer tzillin yachlu a bracha. Many achronim go like the taz that it's better to put on your tzillin without a bracha. Ki a brachos ainu ma'akvot to savi brachos ha'akel. There's no ikker in the shas that says to wear tefillin and chol hamoed. So once again, the grav paskins legamrei like the shita of the mechabra. Okay, funim in the inyan bracha bevada yesh la'achmor. So it definitely seems to be that the Chofetz Chaim is leaning towards the minhag of put tefillin on without a bracha because of the taz and because of this grav. Okay, and then the Mishnah Berurah says further, says Koda Anocha, before you go out and put on your tefillin, Yachshu B'daisa, you should make a tnai. If I'm really mechayev really at tefillin al Chol HaMoed, I'm putting on the Shei Mitzvah. V'im la'av, in any menichel the Shei Mitzvah, and then if it's not really tzai, I'm supposed to put on tefillin al Chol HaMoed, I'm putting it on the Shnaz, not on the Shei Mitzvah. U'b'zayetzi yidei kuli alma, Yav l'serm the Chol HaMoed, and it's not tefillin, ain't over a Baal Tosif, won't be over a Baal Tosif. Came chain of Machab and Chasim the same mitzvah, Vadai, the Koshi came chain Lachush, but Zelis or Zilzo shall Os Cholomoid, his Agakin and Miskab the same mitzvah, it's not going to be a Zilzo to Cholomoid, since he's not, make on the side that it's not Kachayiv, he's not Machabin, the same mitzvah. Okay? Says Marina Rabbeinu Nevitzel, he leaves Sarachian though on that Mishnah Berurah. He says, at the end of the day, maybe technically for this guy it's not a chashash of zilzul because he doesn't come under the shei mitzvah. He says if it's tzarchiyan, harayon roi meini yodi matzvay shasa. You know, the people who see wearing tzon don't know that he made this tzvay. Even kinnad ayesh lachosh lezilzul. Therefore, you could still worry about there's going to be a zilzul in yomtiv for in chalamoid. The fact that people see him wearing tzon, so that's not convinced that it's not going to be a chashash zilzul even with the tzvay. But that is definitely better make the tzvay than you're covering more ground. And then he says to Mishnah Berurah, tefillin the Rabbeinu Tami l'anicha m'chol hamoed, those who are tefillin the Rabbeinu Tami, we do not wear them on chol hamoed. He says, od katva achron, deinachon shebeis kenesis achas k'sosim yuchot, tefillin k'sosim lo yanichot. It's not correct. Minhag did in one show that some people wear tefillin and some people don't wear tefillin. It's okay in one beis kenesis if some people make a bracha and some people don't make a bracha. He said, everyone's supposed to say quietly for this reason in order not to make a machlokas. But if some people wear tefillin and some people don't wear tefillin, that's not good. Mishim lotis kodzu. It looks like people do different things in Kali, so it's not a good idea. Okay? However, comes to Ramosha Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, in Chilik Hei, Simon Chavdalid, he writes that nowadays, especially in America, where America became a melting pot of all different types of minhag, and there was no minhag America, therefore there's no more chashash of lotis go to do in America. Therefore, you'll see in many shows that we're both, some people wear tefillin, some people won't wear tefillin, and you're not going to have to be chosh for lotis go, because everyone knows there's different minhags in America. I have seen in certain shows what they'll do is they'll put up a mechitza. They'll put up a mechitza and the tefillin wearers will be on one side of the mechitza. The non-tefillin wearers will be on another side of the mechitza. Okay, each is on the rug of the shul should pass and how you want to treat what you do in chutz la'aretz without putting tefillin. But if for sure in Eretz Yisrael you do not put the tefillin on your rabbim, okay, that would be the psak over here in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Misha ain't my niyat tefillin b'chol ha'moed. Someone who does not wear tefillin on chol ha'moed should be probably made to them, should be nechon tefillin. Say your moed again, not to wear, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't wear tefillin on chol ha'moed. You're visiting chutz la'aretz, and you're in a show where everyone wears tefillin. Yesh lo gankin laniach v'abrah racha. He's going to be mechoyev to wear tefillin now without a bracha because of, once again, lo tzis gadru. V'tzibar shenagul laniach tefillin ein lam l'shanas min hagam. And v'tzibar that has the minach v'er tefillin, he should not be m'shanam min hagam. It happens to be, historically, you should know, historically in Ashkenazi Jewry, more and more Jews do not wear tefillin on chol ha'moed. That just says historically. It used to be many, almost all Ashkenazi Jewry wore tefillin on chol ha'moed. Okay, the Talmid of the Grav came, v'chulei, and in many of the Ashkenazi, the Minagari Yisrael has been, had a big ashpa historically, and therefore less and less Jews have been putting on tefillin on chol ha'moed. Okay, so that is the dinim over here of the Shabbat and Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, and Adkan first of all, I'm an Alp. Okay.